morning sickness.
Disgusting. They smell. They're sticky. They say things that are horrible.
98. UPD. Turns out, John, Barb's mad because Jay pinned her down once in the yard and teabagged her. Ask Brady's dad. He was there. He knows.
The emails you guys send are great. That's from Dave Eggleston. We've got Jay on the line. And the last email I got from Jay is this prison fight has been going. Says, you better have that used douchebag on the horn, homie. Brady, grab the phone real quick. All right, here we go. Jay is on the line, and I've got an email from Barb to read. I don't know if Barb's ever going to give me your number, but Barb's been very mouthy on the phone. Jay is on the line for a felon. Jay, what did you go to jail for? Can you talk about it?
Yeah, dude, in 1989.
Eric says no. Do you know?
No,
yeah, we hear
no.
You fine.
I just don't want to know.
Eric's already nervous.
Wow.
I'm sorry. He started waving off like, man. No, she killed everybody.
No, man. It was simple. Somebody died. It was my fault.
Oh, okay.
I'm not a child molester. I'm not a chomo. And I'm certainly not some punk that writes in talking
calm
about
down,
something.
Calm down, calm down. Jay, we're not there yet. We're not there yet.
Point. Right.
First
Jay.
Off, Jay, you're already Lincoln winning. Douglas you're already debate. Winning the Lincoln Douglas debates just for showing up. That's half the battle. Second, I have to ask you. I'm worried about you, Jay. No cussing and no really horrible things. Okay.
No cussing.
All right, that's a promise, and no threatening.
No bitch, right? I can't say bitch. I can't say.
You can say bitch. Like you know better. You know the words. Yeah.
No F-bombs.
No F-bombs, right. No S-bombs, and then let's not talk about people's vaginas in gratuitous
Wait,
way.
We talk about people's vaginas.
Gratuitous
oh,
way.
Oh,
yeah, let's not get too... Let's not get too...
And talking about masturbation with me, what kind of sick individual talks to guys at a music station, at a radio station...
We're more than that,
talking
Jay.
...talking about some weird stuff.
All right, here's That's her... Weird. Hey, Jay, listen, this is Barb's last email. I'm going to read it like she wrote it.
Jay wanted the no masturbation pact. When she was in protective custody, she wanted everyone in the vent to stop because of Jesus. She also, through her vigorous Bible study, proclaimed to be a eunuch. Ask Brady about eunuchs. This stuff is great, Barb.
This stuff is fantastic. I don't even have any idea who this is.
Are you claiming to be a eunuch?
I'm definitely not a eunuch, John. Right. Definitely not a eunuch.
Still got the dick and balls.
Well, you know, I don't have the dick, but I got some balls.
I know you got balls, yeah. Jay. I like you. All right. And why do you think – did you ever go through – Jay? Eric got his headphones off. He's so afraid of this.
I can't do this.
He's so afraid of this. Jay, when you were in prison, did you try to stop everyone from masturbating in the name of the Lord Jesus?
Not that I'm aware of, John.
Yeah. You masturbated like crazy. Jesus could watch all day.
I didn't have to masturbate. My old ladies took care of that.
All right. Now, old ladies. How many prison squish bitches did you have?
Well, what I'll tell you is when I did have them, I had them for a long period of time. So I wasn't like my buddy Kim, who's actually a bit of a whore. I'd keep them for a while, let them, you know, have a nice life with me. Get a little, and they got a little, and was all good. So the ones that I kept were the ones that I actually loved, John.
Oh, that's what I like to hear, Jay.
A harem
of love. Now, Jay, I have to go back to this because I would be a bad reporter had I not asked. When you say in 89 someone died and it was your fault.
Why are you digging into
Because I want to know. It's,
yeah.
You know. She's through it. She did her time. Everything's good. Was it something accidental or was this an involuntary situation? What happened?
So I got charged with second-degree murder.
Oh, my.
The grand jury reindicted me for first-degree murder,
whoa,
making it a landmark case in the state of Arizona. I was a little punk. I was wasted, and somebody died in a vehicle accident with me, and I got convicted of second-degree murder.
Oh, wow. So you were driving, and there was an accident.
I was a stupid little punk, yeah. And I went to get around somebody that was in front of me going up a street or up so I couldn't see oncoming traffic. And unfortunately, the gentleman that I killed, it was a bad thing, man. I was driving a big Riviera, and he was driving a little Mustang, and I'm actually friends with his entire family now. We're like...
Made amends?
Yeah, we made amends. I made amends. They didn't have to make amends. I was the one that had to make amends.
That's exactly right. Well, that's a positive way to look at the second chance aspect of it all. So as far as Barb goes, you don't know who this woman is.
I have no idea who she is, man. If she was in a vent with me when I was in the hole, and
What does that mean?
So when you're in, think of a, if you look at an apartment complex, you have, you know, apartment 202, then apartment 203, and downstairs, let's say you have apartment 103 and apartment 102.
Right.
In the joint, you look at that four pack, because that's what it's called,
okay,
and they're all connected. So above your toilet bowl is what's called a vent, right? You know what vents are. Yeah. So people are going to dump, bye-bye. Yeah. People talk through the vents. That's how we pass stuff, cigarettes, you know, all the stuff that we're not supposed to have while we're there.
Through the whatever,
while we're being punished. So this is, that's got to be what she's talking about, because that's when I was in the hole, the only time that I was in the hole for a lengthy period of time.
What'd you get thrown in the hole now, for?
Now they have CDU, which is even worse. CDU, you can't, I mean, you're not communicating with anybody. Uh-huh. And if you do anything crazy there, they just come in there like some mad scientist and shoot you up with Haldol or something so that, you know, you're slurring your words and you're spitting all over yourself.
Oh, my God.
So that was an appointment, wow. Yeah.
That seems not legal.
No, that should be terribly illegal. But I'm fine with shooting prisoners up to calm them down. I got no issue with that. Now you have no intention of, like, wanting to go back into this. So you don't want to really fight Barb, do you?
No, I just want to know who she is so that when I see her, I can slap her in the throat one time.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's not a...
Isn't that fighting?
That's going to go against
code.
I'm not going to beat her up. She's a punk because she's not on the line.
Yeah,
number one.
True. That is true.
Number two, everybody that I know, listen, I did some time with some awesome people, man, and some of the lifers that are still there.
Any
awesome
shout outs?
Yeah, some good people.
Yeah,
some
for
good,
sure.
Good lifers. Give us a couple shout outs. Mo?
Marina Silsby, shout out to you.
Now, is that anyone you've actually performed oral on?
Nah, she's just a homie.
Okay.
All right.
She's a bad bitch though. Where do you draw
that line on that? Like homie versus someone that you'll chow.
So homies are the ones you can trust. Homies are the ones that they see you. So everything in the joint's contraband now.
Yeah.
If I can trust you to not say anything, if you see a guitar string in my hand or around me because maybe somebody's making a tattoo gun, you're a homie.
Got it.
But if I have to hide everything around you and I can't speak plainly in front of you, or there's some kind of a illegal.
You're a rat. You're a rat.
Trust issues.
Yeah.
Trust issues.
Drug situation. Yeah. So you just know who you can trust, and inside there's a certain group of people that you trust, and when you're there for 20 years or 30 years or whatever,
can't imagine.
Some of them, you know, become kind of family, if you will, for lack of better verbiage, right?
Right.
And those are the ones you know will never cross the line. Those are the ones you know that if somebody points a finger at you and they get sent up to, you know, get questioned or whatever, they're not saying a word. Mum's the word. They're not saying anything. They'll go to the hole. They'll sit in the hole for 6 months for you.
Wow.
Jay, I got a question for you. It's Brady.
Hey, Brady, what's up? What happened to food, man?
Yeah,
I know. Where's the restaurant?
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you.
You know, I should slap this bitch in the throat for closing that place.
Can't trust Brady.
Can't trust this bitch.
Well, one of Jay's girls helped me out at some events out at U
Fest. Shannon Fisher.
Yeah. Where was she a homie or was she? I want to know where she stands.
Hey, dude. Shannon's a homie. Fisher, top notch.
She was great.
Yeah, she'll get you a contraband.
100%.
Yep.
She'll get a tat for you.
She never messed with women. She was one of those chicks that she was just a hot chick and a hot mess. And she would tell you, look, I already have I don't know if I can. Can I say the V word?
Vagina?
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
Depends on what you're going to do to it after.
I mean, I could ask for forgiveness, but she was the kind of chick that would say, I already have a vagina. What do I need another one for?
Oh, yeah. She just like to. So you never had, you never took issue with the masturbating all through the thing. Like, that was, there's some reason Barb thinks that's you that was trying to institute the no bean play throughout the prison because of Jesus.
I have no idea what that's about.
Did you push Jesus on everybody in the joint?
No,
you weren't like a really religious, you weren't.
Huh. No,
maybe she's confused.
Yeah, I think she thinks of a different Jay.
She's not confused. No, she's not confused. She's thinking of the right Jay. She's just talking smack.
Yeah, why would she bring that up? Why would that happen?
To stir it up.
She wants to get a 30-second. I don't know. She wants to get her name to fame on KUPD. You guys are pretty popular in the joint, in all the joints, with the fellas and the
chicks. Yeah, we should say hello to the joints.
All
we haven't.
Joints.
It's been
a long time.
John's really popular with
the
fellas.
Hi, joints. Well, I'm super popular with the boys.
So that
Jay,
of the
I would blow every guy in the joint just to avoid fights.
You and hey, John, just by what you're saying right now, you wouldn't have to blow one.
Is that right? Just because I'm just because I went in and said, guys, I'll blow all of you. Just leave me alone. And they're like, he's cool.
That's no, how just because they're hearing this and they know you're not a douche.
That's I try not to be a douche, but if I'm in jail, I've done something douchey, and there's a chance that they like a few of the guys aren't going to dig the show. Like some of them are fans of Live 101.5.
Yeah.
Yeah, but all the ones, see, unfortunately for the dudes, or fortunately, whatever, when you go inside, and if you're a man that actually has a penis,
yeah,
you got to click up with your color, with your race, yeah. Which is unfortunate because out on the streets, same dudes that were in the joint, didn't have to click up, they're out there, you know, at the park, having barbecues with you, black yeah. dude, white dude, Mexican dude, or what have you, it's kind of funny.
Now, how come you guys in girl jail know so much about the guys in guy jail, and they know about you? How do those stories circulate? We're talking about Florence and Perryville, right?
Yeah, we all know each other, though. Whoever the person is in Florence or whatever. So back in the day, I don't know what year it was. I want to say, yeah, I'm not even, 2000, no. Maybe 1999, 2000, somewhere around there.
It was a cold, rainy day. By the,
well, there, yeah, it was a bad day. There was a gentleman by the name, and he was a cop. His name was Brent Lumley. And he had a twin brother, and he worked out at Perryville. Well, we had Santa Maria, which was all Supermax. All the chicks were there. You know, most of them were. Or you were at Manzanita or wherever, and you got moved back. Well, so Brent Lumley got murdered. He did a cell search, and he found a tattoo gun in the guy's cell. The guy was supposed to go home. So instead of this idiot just waiting another 6 months until he went home, he killed him. Brent Lumley. Which was everybody our side of the fence at that time was not happy with it. Like, this guy's in protective custody if they haven't already taken him out.
Right.
Anyway, so they killed him. Across the street was San Juan, Santa Cruz, and San Pedro. Let me think. Is that all of them? San Juan, Santa Cruz? Yeah. And
named them after the people who conquered Mexico.
Yeah, exactly, weird? Right? And that's the whole thing up there. Yeah. Well, they changed San Juan into Brent Lumley. So then what happened is they moved all the dudes that were across the street, because it was just chicks at Santa Maria and all the fellas across the street. They moved them all to a different unit, and we all moved together, you know, where they are. So that's kind of how that went.
Okay, so there was communication between the two.
Oh, there's always communication. Yeah. There's always a dude that wants to – listen, I was on maintenance at first when I got moved there, and there was all these weird notes I would find from all these, you know, top dogs. As a matter of fact, I took the top dog at that time, cell, because his cell was all, the floor was all shiny and all nice. You could just tell it was taken care of the way that I like it. And I took that cell, and I found a note there, and it's like, if you find this note, can you please get me some featherwoods to write? And
what's
I was
that?
Like, enough. Yeah, no, featherwoods. So these were like white guys, you know.
Oh, peckerwoods.
And so I would get them the, you know, information, or gave them the information to write, and they wrote these guys. So there was always communication, and it wasn't just me. People had brothers that were like lonely or whatever. And they're like, hey, will you write my brother? Or hey,
so hold on, you were in man jail for a while too?
No, never. Never.
I just
have a deep voice, Johnny.
No, I'm not saying that. I thought you said you took the kingpin's cell. I thought it was a fella.
Yeah, I did take his cell because we all moved after.
Oh, I see. The switcheroo. Yeah, gotcha. Okay. I didn't know they moved all. I thought you were just
moved
okay.
To San Juan.
Hey, yeah, Jay, before we go, what do you miss most about jail?
What do I miss most about jail?
Yeah.
Nothing.
That's the answer I wanted to hear. I didn't want to hear anything weird. Brady?
Maybe you know the question, but what's going to be the protocol for Brittany Zamora?
Oh yeah,
like how will that work out for her?
I'm trying to find that out now. You know, she's not going to be liked because all those women have children and they have kids and they don't like that stuff. When that lady in Washington, you know, started messing around with that kid years and years ago, I forget her name, but
Mary Kay Letourneau,
whatever her name is. Anyway, yeah, that's bad. That's just bad. That's
so
bad.
There's a chance she's getting thrown around pretty good.
Yeah.
There's a chance she's going to get rebuffed by everybody.
Oh boy, that's no good. She can't fight for herself either, huh? She's little.
You know, and then there's a chance that maybe the person that's holding the keys, or you know, taking care of business there, looks at her and says, well, you're hot. I want to make you my little girlfriend. Kind of like what you said yesterday.
Yeah.
Highly doubtful. Highly doubtful. I saw her. She's not that good looking.
Really? And I disagree.
I didn't think she was hot.
What was wrong with her?
She looks like a little mouse.
It's kind of hot to me. I like them little. I like them mousy.
To each their own.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, and let me say one thing, John.
Yeah.
Dawn, Audra, believe everything else outside of that.
Yeah.
I didn't have beef with her until she had beef with my people.
No, we're talking about Richard's ex-wife.
I thought you told me you had some beef with her.
No, that was
she stepped up to you.
No. She never did to me. Here's what happened. I told you, yes, I didn't care for her because what she was doing to the people at the place that I used to.
Right.
But Kim, the uglier one, I'm the good-looking one. The uglier Butch Burley girl that was with me.
Right.
Kim is the one that told you, yeah, dude, I know your wife, and she's a POS.
Oh, that's okay. Right. That's okay. Right.
So you had no problem with Dawn. Had Dawn stepped up to you, would you slap her in the throat?
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's your move. You like that throat shot.
Hey, you know,
Toledo's getting excited.
And in her behalf, Dick must have a big dick because I didn't know her. I didn't know her to be with chicks until she got with the gal she's with now.
Yeah.
And that was like just like last year or a year and a half ago or whatever.
Are you saying that she was way too large down in that area when for all the ladies because Toledo ruined it?
Hold on. No,
it was another self. Perpetuate that rumor. Go ahead, Jay.
I'm saying maybe his dick scared her off.
Yeah, I don't know. Oh, you scared her.
It was a separate cell.
It wasn't so much that it was awful. It was so much that she could never go back to men again.
First of all, if my ex-wife was scared of anything, it wasn't my Johnson.
Yeah, that's true. That's a fact. All right, well, there you go. Would you have ever had sex in the joint with Toledo's wife? We'll pay for it.
Hell no.
No, why not? Not attracted to her either?
No. She talks too much, man.
That is true.
She's got a squeaky little wheel in your ear all day.
Yeah, she would annoy you.
I don't know how you did it, Dick.
None of us do, Jay. None of us do. Well, Jay, you win today's Lincoln-Douglas debates of felonious females. Our felonious female Lincoln-Douglas debates brought to you by Porkopolis. Thanks, Jay. We'll talk to you again.
All right. You guys have a good day.
There you go. You too. There you go. It's Jay, the felonious female and leader in the debates of felonious females that we've just started today.
Are we doing this every week?
I want to start this every day. I think this might be, you know, I'm sorry, Brady, but I think Science News takes a backseat to felonious female debates. And
all
by the way,
day.
Toledo misspelled vacillate, so it's good any way you spell it right now. If you spell vacillate with one L or two L's, it's still going. 97936, spell vacillate. And I need to hear from Barb now because this is just very strange. Now, Casey Fry kept emailing going, that's a man on the phone. I'm like, No, that's a dude. Shame. I'm like, no, it's a woman. And then another Brian says, that dude has a deep voice. I feel like we're being toyed with. No, it's a woman. Jay has been around for a long time. Probably, you know, when Pratt used to say loyal listeners, man, this one was loyal. I mean, we had to pin her up to make her stay in one spot, but loyal listener to be sure.
Originally just started reading letters.
Yeah, writing us stuff, and yeah, it's great. So there she is. And Barb, you're on the clock, sister. I mean,
I'm not believing much of Barb's story.
I mean, Jay stepped up to the plate and said that she had chicks fiddling that being in front of Jesus or not in front of Jesus. She didn't care. But Barb says, uh-uh. She wanted a no masturbation pact, and she was in protective custody. That's Barb's claim.
That don't sound right.
Doesn't sound like the Jay I know.
No.
The Jay I know masturbates all the time.
Did you get any stories out of Dawn, Toledo, from
the
joint?
Did she click up?
No, we didn't really.
You didn't ask?
Can we call her? Hey, let's have her debate, Jay. Colonious Females next week featuring your ex-wife.
Would she do it? I don't know. I'll ask her.
See if she can pick a fight with Barb.
Alex's new stepmom listens to the show, so maybe she'll...
God, that was hard for me to figure out. Dawn's wife.
Yes.
She's a listener.
Yeah.
Is she a felon?
Huge fan. No.
No? Never did time.
So. I don't think so.
Never been
I would like
joint.
To talk to her.
She likes the bad boys.
And not only did she infuriate her father by being a lesbian for just a little while, and then he got over it, she married a woman out of jail. I mean, it's everything a dad's nightmares are made of. My angel, you know what? She's a lesbian. I can deal with that. But now her girlfriend is...
Not only that, if she listened to the show long enough, she had history with Dawn.
Yeah, she knew.
Did Dawn get any prison tats?
I don't think so, but I don't know.
God, you got to ask these questions, man. These
you and Brady, both. You just don't have any curiosity towards what's real.
Nah.
You couldn't get me past that first day. Like, let me see. Tats, I mean...
you're a lesbian now. Let's talk about the transition.
How many girlfriends did you have?
How long did it take?
Part of it I didn't want to know because I'm going to be drunk one night with Ryan and Alex and going, listen, let me tell you about your mom.
Here's the thing. First day out of jail, I'd have been like that little kid in the Tootsie Roll commercial. How many licks did it take before you, before you knew that this was the new way of life?
Three. Well, it took two visits with the new stepmom before I knew, all right, that's going on.
Well, yeah, you go to her house and there's some strange lady there.
No, no, no. She came to one of Alex's baseball games was the first thing. I'm like,
that's just a friend.
Brought a friend.
From work. That's a little odd. And then the second one I knew it was for sure is when she came to Alex's band recital at Mountain View High School when he was in junior high.
Oh.
Yeah, you don't take a friend to multiple events.
Well, her excuse was she was in band and she liked band. I'm like, not enough to come to some strange kid's band.
They look over, they're grabbing each other's ass.
You hold, hold hands with all your friends.
One looks like it's been slimed. She's always so glistening.
I am so curious.
Did
she see any shanking?
We got to get them all. We'll get them all in there. But Barb, we're waiting on you. I love Barb. Barb's been great, too.
So. I just don't like you asking, like, what they did. Well, it could be really bad.
Why? Yeah,
it was really bad.
Well, that's it. It was terrible.
Hey, murder's bad. But I don't want, you know, you get into Chomo stuff.
Then we just say, oh, that's terrible.
No, I don't want to
hear the story.
You think he's asking follow-ups to the Chomo answer?
He asked a follow-up to the murder question.
I am asking follow-ups. I need to know the answers. You know, look, you have to admit what you've done wrong.
I don't think you're going deep on the Chomo.
Oh, that's the grossest sentence I've ever heard in my life.
I don't want to continue the conversation with the Chomo.
I don't really either, but I'm going to get a couple answers. I mean, it's, you know, sometimes you watch those serial killer things. It's terrible things, but you're interested in hearing their way of thinking
because
and speaking.
Because a lot of them will say, I did this time and still deny that they did.
Right, and I'd have questions. I got questions. I don't want to be friends with them, but I got questions.
John, can we please have Fridays with Jay about once a month?
Yeah.
About all I could take, but God damn, is it interesting.
It's fascinating. Yeah. Well, more people need to pick arguments with her on the email. That was great. Felonious female, Lincoln Douglas style debates. It's innovative, at the very least. It's 8:55. You got a few more minutes with the word vacillate, 97936. Fire it off and maybe get yourself that man cave upgrade, which now includes prison bitch fights in your backyard. What a man cave you're going to have. It's 98.